WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police report that there was a drowning at Lake Bryan last night. 51-year-old Albert Gray of Brazos County was reported missing about 10:55. With assistance from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Texas Game Wardens, and Bryan and College Station Fire Departments, the College Station dive team found the body just before 2 a.m. No foul play is suspected. The last meeting of the College Station School Board included a pair of agreements with the city. Superintendent Eddie Colson says CSISD will be taking over management of the Kids Club after school program.
So this year will be a transition. By the 2014-2015 school year, it will be completely a district program. The end user really won't see much change at all. It's a very quality program as is, and this is really kind of a structural change in terms of management, but the end user shouldn't see any big changes.
Meantime, the board approved a three-year extension with the city to provide a fourth school resource officer. CSISD pays three-fourths of the salary and benefits. In Madison County yesterday, a wreck between two 18-wheelers and two cars shut down I-45 for about 3 hours. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the wreck took place at the 146-mile marker north of Madisonville when an 18-wheeler traveling in an outside lane attempted to pull to the inside and clipped a Jeep pulling a utility trailer.
Lost control of his semi-trailer and crossed over through the cable barrier going over to the southbound side of the interstate. He was jackknifed at that point, and he went into the path of a 2003 Freightliner.
An additional truck later crashed into the wreck of the first three. Morgan says all drivers were wearing seatbelts and no one involved with the wreck was local, but both 18-wheeler drivers were transported to St. Joseph's with minor injuries. The drivers of the Jeep and pickup were not injured. For photos of the wreck, visit WTAW.com. Four teenagers were arrested after Bryan police linked several Sunday morning robberies. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the first robbery happened at Z Islander Apartments.
A victim was sitting in his vehicle when he was approached by several males, assaulted and threatened with a firearm. Those individuals took some money and some other items from this victim. I would say about an hour later, we received another robbery call from Reveille Ranch.
McKeithen says officers went to Saddlewood Apartments where a search yielded the discovery of items and teenagers matching the description. McKeithen says two 16-year-olds and two 17-year-olds, Alvin Adams and Shaquelin Phillips, were arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated robbery each. The money and electrical items had a total worth of about $2,000. Good news for those who love their fireworks. William Bowles with the Bryan Fire Department says the Texas House recently signed a bill that allows a person to carry unopened fireworks, still sealed in the original packaging, from a vendor in and out of a city that regulates them.
For example, you would be able to go buy your fireworks, drive them into your home, and then on the 4th, travel out to an appropriate spot, say a party at your friend's place in the county, and fire them off. And that transport in their sealed packaging would not be against the law any longer or able to be confiscated.
Bowles cautions that any fireworks that have been opened and look usable can still be confiscated and reminds folks that it is still illegal to light fireworks within the city limits of either Bryan or College Station. He says if you do shoot fireworks off outside of town, be extremely careful because it's been very dry lately.
If you're going to have a party out in the county at your place and everybody's going to shoot off the fireworks, they need to shred down the pasture real close, and they need to water that area down, and they need to have an extinguishment source, and they need to watch really closely where the fireworks go.
If you don't have access to the countryside, he says there are plenty of other fun options.
Look up George Bush Museum, see if they're having one. Bombers will probably have something. Lake Bryan will probably have something. Watch the City of Bryan website, look for dates and times, and there's always great activities to go with that.
Bell says local professionals do great, huge shows, and you save lots of money. There's more music than usual to enjoy at this year's I Love America 4th of July celebration. Bush Library's Will King says the fun will begin tomorrow with games and concessions at 5.
This year's live entertainment starting at 6 o'clock is The Docks. They were there last year, and starting at 7:30 will be Clayton Gardner. Of course, starting around 8:50 or so will be the Brazos Valley Symphony, so you don't want to miss them. And then the fireworks should start around 9:45.
King says free parking will be available at Reed Arena and the West Campus Garage, with free shuttling between the museum and parking areas. The museum will also have free admission all day. And with a new special session this week, debates over abortion restrictions are back on the table. In response to arguments that stricter laws would force women to seek unsafe medical procedures, State Senator Charles Schwertner says that as a policymaker, he feels any measures that make abortions less common and more safe are justified.
I think that's a false premise. Okay. I think those clinics would come up to a higher level of standards, and I think that's justified. You know, as a doctor, married to an obstetrician, a father of three boys, I believe life issues are important.
The Republican majority approved the bill early today and sent it to the full Texas House for a vote next week. Similarly, Denny Hartford with Vital Signs Ministries says in Nebraska, the first state to ban abortions after 20 weeks, contrary to the fears of abortion advocates, stricter laws have not eliminated abortion.
As a pro-life activist, I would be delighted if that were the case. It's not. It's an incremental change, and it's one that's proved the best in our country, and that is that we do care about children. We do care about women's health.
The state legislature is also debating regulating abortion clinics as surgical centers. Five states have already done that. WTAW News Time 7:11. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Business owners, got a way for you to control your bottom line when it comes to your phone and internet, and that's make a call to Chad Cowan, because Suddenlink has business opportunities for you that will save you money. Now, Chad's number is 595-2413, and he can provide you with a business solution that's going to be perfect for your business. Now, here's the deal. You get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. You get to keep the phone number that you may have had for a long, long time, and you can save up to 30% compared to the phone company. Plus, there's the convenience. There's one call, one bill. You're dealing with one company. It's just that easy. There's live local customer service to help you whenever you have any questions. And new customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 a month. Your connections give you unlimited possibilities, so accelerate your business by giving Chad Cowan a call so you can find out how Suddenlink Business can save you money. Again, the number to call is 595-2413 for Suddenlink Business.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, fluorescent tubes, halogens, and other light bulbs to a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Of course, Batteries Plus Bulbs still has all the same great pluses you've come to expect from Batteries Plus, like an enormous selection of batteries for cars, cell phones, laptops, watches, motorcycles, and more. Plus car battery installation while you wait. Plus battery testing. Plus recycling. Plus helpful advice. In fact, we haven't subtracted anything from our stores at all. We've just added thousands of light bulbs and the word bulbs to our name. So next time you need to replace a battery or bulb, remember Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero
zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Good morning. It's 7:16. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
High pressure, it's going to be in control, and it's going to be in control for a while. That means more sunshine for the area today. Temperatures up to 90 to 95. Some of the models suggesting maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the southern part of the listing area late today. We'll see. Clear skies tonight, 65 to 70. Sunny tomorrow, highs will be 90 to 95. Looks like a great 4th of July weather-wise. Clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny Friday, the threat of an isolated thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Football's back in the news, this time for something good. Bombers are still winning, and we've got information about a group going to Spain from the Brazos Valley to shoot. It's pretty interesting. We'll get all that for you and more in sports at 7:50.
Oh, shoot. Really?
All right. Yes.
There you go.
They're going out with a bang.
Oh, very nice. Oh, got them all.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's free humor.
Yes. Okay? And it's worth every penny.
You bet. Doesn't cost you a thing. So, let's see. It's Wednesday. It's the 3rd of July. We're not going to be here tomorrow. And then Kat and I will be here on Friday.
But, yep. Kevin, we'll be here with everyone recovering from 4th of July.
Yeah, because, you know, it is. And, you know, we'll call you about 6. make sure you're up. And, you know, you've done a fine job in covering the sports.
But I forgot something else.
Well, yeah, because we have a possible Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Oh, yeah.
From the world of sports. It'd be Dennis Rodman.
Oh, no.
Good Lord.
Was he doing more stuff in Korea?
Well, but he's got, see, that's the whole purpose. He struck up this friendship with Kim Jong-un earlier this year. And he wants credit for his diplomatic efforts. He, in fact, has told Sports Illustrated, "My mission is to break the ice between hostile countries."
Well, I guess that's a positive goal.
Yeah, I suppose that's right.
The only reason I would cast doubt on it is because he's been a questionable role model up to this point.
Well, and Dennis says, it's been left up to me to smooth things over. And why, I don't know.
What that says about where we're at now is just so frightening.
Yeah. Dennis, I don't know that anybody really asks you to smooth things over, you know? Dennis Rodman, of all people, Dennis Rodman, of all people, keeping us safe is really not my job. It's the black guy's job, meaning Obama. His words, okay? As if Dennis Rodman were, well, he may be from another planet, I'm not sure. But anyway, he said, but I'll tell you this, if I don't finish in the top 3 for the next Nobel Peace Prize, something's seriously wrong. Well, Dennis, actually, on any number of levels, something's seriously wrong, but...
Perspective could be one of those things.
Yes, it doesn't have much to do with
We can certainly
you.
Narrow that down a little.
Oh, I guess that's probably right. Hello.
In defense of Rodman, he's done more than the president did before he won it.
Well, I'll give you that.
That's valid.
I'll give you that. That's for sure. Well, let's do some 4th of July humor. 4th of July jokes from kids.
From kids.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What did King George think of the American colonists? He thought they were revolting. Okay. What's red, white, blue, and green? Be a patriotic turtle. See how you like that? See, it's all right. It's not bad.
Did you steal this from the bowl of Laffy Taffy?
Sure, of course I did. The teacher said, "Where is the Declaration of Independence signed?" And the kid said,
"At the bottom."
Thank you.
That's a joke.
Yeah. Okay. What would you get if you crossed George Washington with cattle feed? Be the fodder of our country.
Now, that one is actually good. Yeah. That one had some thought.
Thank you. That's
yeah,
right.
That one's okay.
Why did Paul Revere ride his horse from Boston to Lexington? It was too heavy to carry. And my favorite, what did one flag say to the other flag?
I don't know, Scott. What did one flag say to the other flag?
Nothing. It just waved. Fourth of July humor you can share with your kids.
That one's good.
Yeah, thank you. We do what we can. So anyway, then we got the hot dog thingy coming up.
The eating contest at Coney Island.
You know, I don't know when it was. It was maybe 5 years ago. You know, Chip Howard was a part of the national broadcast team for that.
No kidding?
Yeah, on ABC. Yeah, he
You're
was.
Kidding me.
Yeah, he did. He did that. He apparently whined at them long enough that they let him do it. So. This year, around about 40,000 people will hang out around the corner of the Surf and Stillwell Avenues in Coney Island to watch the contest. It's been going on since 1916. Do you know Nathan's full name? See, you probably don't, do you?
Mister? I
mean, no. It'd be Nathan Handworker. That's W-E-R-K-E-R. Nathan Handworker. He opened the original restaurant in Coney Island. Pre-show is trampoline acts, the Boston Community Choir, a drum battle, magic acts, rappers. It all starts at 10:30 in the morning. The women's competition is at 11:30. I guess these are all Eastern time. And the men's would be at 12:30, so that'd be 11:30 our time. Edited championship will be broadcast in an ESPN special that will begin at noon. At noon, so you can watch it all without having to worry about anything else. This will be the sixth year for the... Like golf's green jacket of the Masters. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's just like that. It's just like that.
Last year, Joey Chestnut of San Jose, California, held on to his title for the sixth straight time and will attempt to break his own record and stomach-turning 68 Nathan's hot dogs. Did that in 10 minutes.
Not to be confused with Kobayashi, who's also quite good.
Yeah, his little poke-out belly.
You know, Joey is 29 years old, was Rookie of the Year at the International Federation of Competitive Eating in 2005. And as you say, he took the title from Takeru Kobayashi.
Takeru Kobayashi.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, so there you go. Nathan's hot dog. No, we had a James Coney Island. We haven't had a Nathan's, have we? Nathan's hot dogs marketed all over the world.
James Coney Island.
No, we've got the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, we do. Last year, Nathan sold 425 million beef hot dogs. The top hot dog eaten regions. Number five is San Antonio. Did you know that? I had no idea.
Oh. Well, they do have lots of people.
Yeah, but still. Number four is Chicago. Number three is Baltimore. Number two is Los Angeles. Number one, of course, is New York. As far as the baseball parks are concerned, number five is Minute Maid.
Number one still L.A.?
Yep. They sell 1.2, which is, not that much different, but they 1.2 million at Minute Maid, and at Dodger Stadium, 1.6 million.
The famous Dodger dog.
That's it. And again, you know, it has to do with the fact that a lot of people have to be going to the games. That's the reason there's some places that aren't going to ever be in that, so... All right, I think that's really all the hot dog stuff. There are some other kind of creative and fun ways to celebrate the 4th of July. Hello? They put a hot dog inside the rice and wrap it up.
Nice.
Or not.
What about a cheesy dog?
Oh,
that's what take I it love. To a whole nother level.
Even better. Yeah, yeah. So other ways that you can celebrate Independence Day, Bristol, Rhode Island, is home of the oldest 4th of July celebration, including parades and... concerts and carnivals and 4th of July ball. In Gatlinburg, Tennessee, they throw the first Independence Day parade in the nation. It starts at 12 midnight on the 4th of July. 100,000 participants and, participants and onlookers. I'm thinking most of them are onlookers. I don't think that we're going to have 100,000 people in a parade because then it would be something that, which I guess would probably make sense. And then also, you know, something that happens here locally is we kind of have a neighborhood parade that I think they've done for like 50 years.
Oh, yeah, the 50th anniversary. Are you talking about North Oakwood?
Yep, North Oakwood.
Yeah, this year is their 50th.
That's it. Yeah, that's kind of fun. They started in 1963. The gathering will be at Crescent Park at 9 o'clock on July the 4th. And I used to live right adjacent to that, and it was kind of fun. That's an interesting neighborhood because then they also do they do plywood cutouts of Disney characters in the yards, and they just have a spotlight on them.
Oh, cool.
And that's what they do, rather than have some big, you know, you go to the other subdivisions or whatever areas of the cities during Christmas time and people light up their houses. But it in this particular area, in the North Oakwood edition, that's what they do, is they have these signs. I mean, they have these sculptors, if you will, of plywood painted, just pretty plain Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Snow White and all those
and other copyright infringing characters.
Right, and the other, well, but it's not for money. Yeah, but the other thing is, and it's very nice because for people that are elderly and can't keep them or put them up, they have younger members of the neighborhood will.
That's cool.
Know that, 'cause I lived in
that area. To keep the tradition,
but they do. They store it for them and then they bring them out and put them out there on the lawn at the right time. So it is. It's kind of a neat deal. But anyway, so if you want to go see something local, then that'll be nice. And again, the weather's
fuel efficient models that get over 33 miles per gallon. Plus, get 0% financing for 60 months on any of these models and more. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. The summer sales event going on now at Varsity Ford, where there's no gimmicks, no games, just real deals for real people.
727 of Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Today, pretty much like yesterday, high temperature around 90 or so. Low temperature tonight around 68. We'll start to gradually warm up as we head toward the weekend. We've been having winds out of the north. That's not going to necessarily happen, but humidities will still be fairly low, and lows each night will probably be right around 70. Right now, the winds are calm, 73% relative humidity, and we've got 69 degrees.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slurred moment in time, 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aguilandrealestate.com.
At the University of Johannesburg, South Africa, President Obama claimed that global warming was the biggest environmental threat, more serious than dirty water and dirty air. Now look, for even according to the UN, Obama is all wet. The UN World Health Organization puts the number of deaths from global warming at 140,000 a year, compared to the 3 million who die from diseases caused by dirty water and dirty air. Now, Obama's next words are truly astounding. Speaking about the youth in Africa, Obama said, if everybody is raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet's going to boil over unless we find new ways of producing energy. So you see, it's okay for Americans, some Americans, to have big houses, cars, and cool air. Ditto Europeans, South Americans, Chinese, Russians, but if young Africans raise their standard of living, well, the world is going to boil over. Now, for the sake of the lighter, African youth should stay poor and continue to die from dirty air and dirty water until Obama's magic alternative energy emerges. The normal reaction is to a mad dictator issuing racist guidance to his poor subjects in colonial Africa. Well, now we know why Obama's half-brother still lives in a hut.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32 at 69 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. It took about 3 hours to clean up a major accident yesterday on Interstate 45 between Highways 21 and 75 in Madison County. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says an 18-wheeler going north whose driver was switching lanes clipped a Jeep, lost control, crossed the interstate, and jackknifed in the path of another 18-wheeler, which struck him.
At this time, both truck drivers were transported to St. Joseph Hospital. One, and Mr. Lazo was taken to St. Joseph here in Bryan, and Mr. French was taken to St. Joseph in Madisonville with minor injuries to both individuals.
A fourth vehicle, a pickup truck, crashed into the wreck scene after the other drivers were taken to the hospital, but that driver had no injuries and only minor damage. The driver of the Jeep also had no injuries. All drivers were wearing seat belts. No foul play is suspected in a drowning that occurred last night. Bryan police say that the body of 51-year-old Albert Gray of Brazos County was found just before 2 a.m. at Lake Bryan by the College Station dive team. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Texas Game Wardens, and Bryan and College Station Fire Departments all worked together after Gray was reported missing around 11. The drowning is still under investigation. Two 16-year-olds and two 17-year-olds have been arrested, each on two charges of robbery with a deadly weapon. Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department says the older two charged are 17-year-olds Shaquelin Phillips and Alvin Adams, who were found with items from two Sunday morning robberies committed at Z Islander Apartments and Reveille Ranch.
Some individuals were in their residence with the door unlocked, and several subjects came into that residence, rummaged through, took some items, some electronics, some phones and things like that, and then they also displayed a gun. Based on our interviews with the victims, it was apparent that these two were related.
McKeithen says the items stolen, some of which were found at Saddlewood Apartments, were worth about $2,000. There will be an expanded presence of law enforcement in the College Station School District next year. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the school board at its last meeting extended an agreement with the city for school resource officers.
We'll be adding one additional next year to CSISD, and hopefully we'll continue that partnership. This is a three-year agreement that was the board approved and the city council has approved as well, or will approve. I think it's a significant effort on our part and the city's part to provide these officers. It's one piece of safety and security for CSISD, and I think an important piece of it.
Four officers will cover CSISD's high schools, middle schools, and alternative center. With a second special session this week, State Senator Charles Schwertner says there are still many issues that need to be treated in a serious manner.
The bills that are going to be heard in special session, you know, this pro-life bill is going through Health and Human Services Committee, which I sit on, and the criminal justice bill is going to be going through the Criminal Justice Committee, which I sit on, and it will make it through the various bodies and be obviously highly debated and discussed.
Meanwhile, new abortion restrictions are moving ahead. State Republicans limited testimony at a public hearing and voted the bill out of committee. The full Texas House will vote next week. As a physician married to an obstetrician, Schwertner claims legislation for safer procedures would make locations such as Planned Parenthood and Bryan better for the health of the women they service.
Measures that make abortion less common are in order. Certainly, if there are abortion clinics, they should be held to a high level of care so that the women seeking that service are treated with the highest medical standards.
He thinks the overall awareness of the issue has been raised on both sides, and he feels that most Texans and the legislature feel strongly about getting the bill passed. Since 2010, one dozen state legislatures have banned abortion after 20 weeks, with Nebraska the first to do so. Celebrate your love for America tomorrow at the Bush Library. Will King for the Bush Library says museum admission will be free all day with games and concessions beginning at 5 o'clock, followed by live music and fireworks around 9:45.
You have free parking at the West Campus Garage and Reed Arena lots. You'll have free shuttles starting around 4:30 or so. We'll bring you to the site, and those shuttles will be running on loop continuously, taking you back and forth between the museum and the parking areas. They'll be going right after the event as well. We'll have extra shuttles that'll be added there, so the parking shouldn't be an issue.
King says entertainment includes Clayton Gardner, the Brazos Valley Symphony, and the Docks, who are back by popular demand. You can find a link to the day's list of activities at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department wants to remind citizens that fireworks can be shot off in the countryside, but shooting them off in the Twin Cities is not allowed.
In either city, Bryan or College Station, is against the law. So as dry as it's been, you know, we all love fireworks, but there's a great professional show that usually goes on at the George Bush Library. Mm-hmm. Go out and see that. Don't use fireworks in the city. The fire hazard, the injury hazard. We want everybody to have a safe Fourth.
On the other hand, if you shoot fireworks in the countryside, Bryan Fire Marshal William Bell says to stay safe during your festivities by shredding the passenger closely ahead of time, watering it down, having a source for extinguishing, and watching carefully where fireworks go. Also new this year, the signing of House Bill 1813 last month means that citizens of Bryan College Station can travel in and out of the cities with fireworks and store fireworks as long as they stay unopened. Bell says packages that look opened can still be taken.
Just remind everybody that they are still illegal to use them, to possess them after you've opened them all up at a site that where they're being illegally used in the city. They will be confiscated at that point. This only involves the unopened packaging transporting to and from to an appropriate site.
Bell says to be very careful because it is very dry, or you can attend some of the shows available, such as the aforementioned Bush Library's annual celebration. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998. Or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
The summer sales event is going on now at Varsity Ford. Hurry in now and get 0% for 60 on our huge selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Pay for gas less with any of these fuel-efficient models that get over 33 miles per gallon. Plus, get 0% financing for 60 months on any of these models and more. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. The summer sales event going on now at Varsity Ford, where there's no gimmicks, no games, just real deals for real people.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Rufino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Rufino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Rufino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRufino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Good morning. It's 7:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to be in control, and it's going to be in control for a while. That means more sunshine for the area today. Temperatures up to 90 to 95. Some of the models suggesting maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the southern part of the listing area late today. We'll see. Clear skies tonight, 65 to 70. Sunny tomorrow, highs will be 90 to 95. Looks like a great 4th of July weather-wise. Clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny Friday, the threat of an isolated thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm so happy.
That's the sound you make when you knock off the number one player on the planet in tennis.
Yeah.
From Wimbledon.
Why not?
We'll get to that. 8 a.m. Johnny Football gets another award, and the Bombers keep on winning. All that more sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
So let's say you were looking in the mirror. You said, you know, I'm not
fat
enough, so I need to go ahead and do something to be
fat.
Okay. Well, always there to help you or any number of restaurants. But now there are new ways to get fat.
More expensive ways to get fat.
McDonald's may have pulled the plug on its pricey Angus Better Burger concept, but the category of your $5 quick service burgers is as hot as ever. Time magazine reports that Better Burgers are taking big new shapes. When McDonald's removed its 1/3-pound Angus burger from the menu in May, it may have seemed like a sign that these $5 fast burgers were a trend that was fading. Not the case. The Better Burger battle continues. I like that. Better Burger battle. The first step in the post-McDonald's Angus era took place before fans of the Golden Arches were done mourning the demise of that premium burger. Almost immediately, McDonald's announced its Angus burger was no more. Here comes Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. They are great because they don't care. They know that if you eat their food, you're going to get fat, but you're doing it because you want to.
Yep.
Do we have them in Texas?
Yeah, in Texas. They're not around here.
We always ate them in North Carolina, but I don't know if I've seen them in Texas.
But they got them a $6 burger. Nation's Restaurant News reports what traditional fast food players like Burger King and Wendy's and McDonald's have lately been emphasizing are their low cost items. Okay. Well, Carl's Jr., Smash Burger, going in the other direction. And now, the hottest, most hyped example is the brand new pretzel bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It does.
It's coming out tomorrow. It'll break nationwide for $4.69. Prices may vary. Anyway, I'm ready for that.
No, what do you, does this
would you really go eat that, Scott?
No.
As you were talking, does this sound gross or does this sound good? I love the biscuits at Hardee's. What if you made a hamburger and it was made with a biscuit and then it had cream gravy on top? Like if it just was a cream gravy biscuit.
Where are you going to put the gravy?
I'm saying on top, inside, burger meat inside.
But once again, you're driving, okay? See? And that was the whole concept, if you remember, when KFC did this.
What's up with chicken sandwiches?
Big bun, puny chicken. It takes two to fill me up.
Give me more chicken!
Finally!
Hello, chicken.
Someone was listening.
He's got two of everything. Two pieces of cheese.
Two pieces of bacon.
And two pieces of chicken. So long, bun.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a chicken sandwich.
The new KFC Double Down Chicken Sandwich.
Remember that?
Yes.
No
chicken.
Bread. It was just two pieces of slimy, greasy chicken. Wow.
How did you get all the starch in the breading, dear?
Oh, but, you know, it just, man.
I had a famous bowl yesterday, so.
Did you have a famous bowl yesterday?
I sure did.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. Yes, we can pile that in a bowl. But we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no need to put that in a single bowl. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while I eat it alone in my apartment at 2 in the morning?
This is always
with all the lights off and just... That's their most popular item. They can't keep them on the shelf. America has spoken. Pile my food in a bowl like I'm a dog. If there's any way you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better. But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that, just make me a failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl.
That's what rings in my head whenever I eat a famous bowl.
See?
But I sure enjoy it.
If you like it, that's what matters. Another kind of bigger, better burger expansion is taking place right here in Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Bags of Whataburger-branded Whatafries have gone on sale at HEB chain stores.
Did you know that? They're not bad.
Really?
I have a bag at home.
A move that, well, there you go, then.
This is like the day of confessions.
It is. A move that comes on the heels of Whataburger's spicy mustard and ketchup. You know, I got a
bottle of that at home, too.
I tried the spicy ketchup. It just didn't do it for me.
Oh, I love it.
Did you? Okay.
Love it.
I don't know. But again, maybe it's because I'm dipping it out of that little, you know, what do you call it?
Because it's in a fancy ketchup cup.
Yeah, maybe if I had a bunch, I could put it on something. Anyhow, so we'll see. And the first ever licensed Fat Burger, a chain known in West Coast, not the same one as here. They've got a Fat Burger, and they will be selling their frozen patties at Walmart. So there you go. Everybody's they're just merging together. They're just glomming. So now, how do you prepare the Whataburger fries that you buy at HEB?
You don't. They're like potato chips.
Oh.
You like shoestring potatoes?
Yeah.
Except they're a little thicker.
Okay.
And they're a little... It's somewhere between the flavor of French fries and like a kettle chip. It's got that consistency where it's a little thicker and more crunchy.
All right. And it's in the chip aisle, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There we go.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses... You want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
In the studio with Jen Zwicker from Zwicker & Associates at Keller Williams, and I would think a lot of people here in town don't necessarily need flood insurance, but actually you recommend that they do.
Absolutely. And it's also very inexpensive. People think flood insurance would cost a lot of money. It's inexpensive, and really everybody needs to have it, not just if you live in a floodplain. But everybody needs to have it. I think Robertson County got something crazy like 18 inches of rain.
That's about 10 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dam broke in Hearn. I remember that.
Yeah. It was a really bad situation. Or you can have a situation with city drainage backing up. So
does that count towards the flood?
That's something you'd have to get confirmed through your insurance agent. I would say most likely yes. So go ahead and make that phone call. Protect your property. For a lot of people, it's the biggest investment that we have. And, you know, spend a couple of dollars here and there to make sure that nothing bad happens.
Well, flash flooding being what it is, especially in our parking lot on occasion. Find out more tips and hints. And if you're looking to buy or sell a home, go to ZARealEstate.com. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you feeling discouraged? Well, research shows your problem may be what Facebook isn't showing you. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Technology gets blamed for everything, right? Well, in this case, the findings of a study on social media conducted by two prominent universities aren't so far-fetched. It turns out the more time people spend on social media, the more they struggle with feelings of loneliness, frustration, and discouragement. If you have a Facebook account, you're probably already aware that people tend to sanitize what they post about their lives. Well, not everybody, but they'll share their vacation pictures and so much more, but they probably won't mention the conflict they just had with their spouse. They'll happily talk about their kids' first place trophies, but they'll never say a word if their child flunked algebra. Obviously, I'm not suggesting you air your dirty laundry across the internet, but it's an important reminder that what you don't see on social media can influence how you see yourself. People often compare the imperfection of their real life against the sanitized version that others put forward. It distorts their view of marriage, kids, and life, and as the study indicates, it leaves them envying the happiness of others. The moral of the story is to participate in social media with your eyes wide open and be aware that things aren't always what they seem. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. A&M football player Johnny Manziel and Georgia swimmer Allison Schmidt have been named the 2012-2013 Roy F. Kramer SEC Male and Female Athletes of the Year by a vote of the league's athletic directors and commissioners. Commissioner Mike Slive announced that yesterday. Now, you know what Johnny did, but Allison helped secure Georgia's fifth national title in swimming. In the NCAA championship finals, she finished in the 200-yard freestyle, 400- and 800-yard freestyle relays. Bombers returned home to face the Texas Marshals of Dallas while a crowd enjoyed the great weather. The Bombers took advantage of the Marshals 6-2. Nick Johnson is one of the most consistent relievers the Bombers have, and he was asked what kept him so sharp.
You know, I just focus on the prep work, and the outcome usually, you know, stays consistent. You know, it's baseball. You know, it's hard to be consistent in anything in baseball. You're just trying to live in the moment and do the best you can with that moment, and that's what I try and focus on.
From our own backyard to Spain, the Brazos Valley locals are trying to make a bang on the national stage for the World Cup in women's skeet shooting. Brandy Draws to earn the top honors during spring selections and will lead a talented group of young and hungry clay shooters into action, including Gayla Gregory of College Station. All will be in Spain starting the day after July the 5th. Sabine Lisicki has reached the Wimbledon women's semifinals for the second time in 3 years yesterday. 6-3, 6-5 win over Kaya Konepny. Lisicki cruised to a victory one day after upsetting Serena Williams in the fourth round. She was more than just a little excited after the win.
I'm so shaking. I'm so happy.
Four seed Agnieszka Radwańska, number 15 Marian Batoli, and number 20 Kristen Philpins also advanced Tuesday.
Long high drive deep into left field. This one's gone, but how far? Off the back wall. Desmond Jennings with a titanic two-run homer, and the Rays take a 5-0 lead.
Jennings wound up with four RBIs, and David Price pitched seven shutout innings yesterday, and the Rays topped the Stros 8-0. Price finished with 10 strikeouts after missing the last 44 games with a tricep strain. Astro starter Eric Bedard gave up four runs and walked six in the losing effort. And it started out well for the Rangers.
Fly ball deep into right field. Cruz going back, looking up to the track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball.
But Raul Labaña's solo shot was about all they could muster. The Mariners' Kenny Morales homered twice and drove in six runs to lead Seattle past Texas 9-2. Rangers rookie Justin Grimm took the loss after giving up six runs in four innings. The NCAA has given Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey a one-game suspension for criticizing the officiating following her team's loss to Louisville in the national championship tournament earlier this year. The NCAA also issued a public reprimand Tuesday and said it was withholding Baylor's team championship per diem from the regional round. After Louisville knocked out top seed Baylor, Mulkey said the game was too physical and that more tournament work by the three officials would be, quote, sad for the game. Mulkey will have to sit out a game during the next NCAA tournament appearance for Baylor. The NCAA said it was issuing a more severe penalty because Mulkey was reprimanded in 2011 for criticizing the NCAA tournament brackets. She also lost an undisclosed championship per diem as well. And finally, the USOC president, Larry Probst, is among nine candidates nominated to be elected to the International Olympic Committee, giving a big boost to efforts for the U.S. to expand its influence on the international Olympic stage. Probst is in line to become the fourth U.S. member of the IOC. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. As it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, big time athletics. You know, the Atlantic Coast Conference is trying to make some noise.
Yeah?
John Swofford is the commissioner. They rang the bell at NASDAQ on July the 1st. They had Swofford was there along with the mascots of all the schools. And Jim Boeheim and some other people. Yeah, I mean, that's very strange. But he made an interesting quote that I read yesterday. He said by the year 2013, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, in the areas where that is, that will have 55% of the nation's population.
Wow.
55% of America's population will be in the states for the Atlantic Coast Conference. I don't know. That's pretty interesting. Big time money. We'll see. High today about 91. Should be nice, but no northerly winds. It's 70 now. WTAW College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's like the Arab Spring all over again. Huge protests in Egypt. Its president on shaky ground. Fox News Radio.